7.7. Let me see if I can do it better. Because he's throwing down the gauntlet.
You've earned the right to try.
But the Cavs have lost their winning streak, but they're back at it tonight. Just a quick word. Darius Garland, Sam Merrill, Isaac Okoro, Caris LeVert, and Dean Wade all out tonight against New Orleans. Keith did have Meredith put in the 2020s that Donovan Mitchell has tweeted out, let him know.
Yeah.
Is that, do we just all take that to he's playing tonight?
He does it before every game he plays.
All right. So basically, it's as good as like Fedor coming out and saying Donovan will play tonight.
I mean, it's directly from the source himself, right?
Because I feel like if it was Donovan at one point.
Now, does he do that on games he doesn't play, though?
No, I do not believe so.
Well, then, okay. Then it's settled.
Now, but I would like to know why he started doing that. I don't know if that was like a way he let fans in on it, or I know he was just bored after shoot around. I don't know, but I like it.
So I always assumed that he used like a promo suite or one of those type apps where you can put the time in
like
ahead
of time. Like a scheduled tweet?
Yeah, and it's just a scheduled tweet. And like at one point he has an assistant just put in 3 hours before every game or whatever and then just does it. But Fedor's done a story on this before. Like he legitimately sends the tweet himself. He's not Russ Wilson using social media people to do his dirty work. Like he just thinks about it. When he thinks about it, he just sends a tweet out and goes.
All right. Well, again, it looks like Donovan's playing tonight against the Pelicans.
For just a hashtag, it does get me pumped up every time that he does it, though.
So something else that got me pumped up was Rock Entertainment announcing today its pursuit of a WNBA team to Cleveland. The report out there is the expansion fee could be upwards of $200 million. Me likey a lot.
Jeez, that's $200 million for a WNBA team?
Yep.
They weren't even flying. They were flying commercial last year.
Well, okay. It's funny you say that because even MLS expansion teams now are $250 to $300 million as well.
I get worried about the anyone's asking me to get worried about it, but I do wonder when the sports owning a team bubble is going to burst.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know it will.
Because I used to believe that, but then Mark Cuban got out of the Dallas Mavericks business, and all of a sudden I started wondering about these things.
I think that's because they offered him, what was it, $5 billion, and then said you can still be in charge?
Right, but if you offered someone $5 billion, but if you really believed it was going to be $10 billion in 10 years, you're not doing that even if you get to retain the powership.
I mean, he turned to, what, I think $350 million purchase? I think less than that, something like
You're making a boatload of money if you ever decide to get out of the sports owning business, but at some point it does have it's got a ceiling at some point.
Well, I think the leagues are smart enough to know that even as traditional cable falls off and TV deals start to change, I think they know it's just going to be replaced by streaming money.
I mean, because we just talked about baseball yesterday, the Dodgers with the last great local contract that exists in baseball. That's why they can go out and try to buy Juan Soto for $600 million after having an offseason where they just spent $1 billion in contracts. Like, at some point, the money will dry up, but sports TV is just so undefeated right now.
I think you're wrong. I think there's just going to be more avenues here with Instagram and Amazon and Apple getting in on it. And I think it actually makes a great time to get in. I think Dan might have waited too long. I think if he had gotten in right when, and so it was Golden State that just got a team. I'm trying to think who else just, there was like two or three towns that just got a team. And I think it might have cost him an extra couple $1 million, maybe $25 million because he waited an extra year.
Okay, but the WNBA has never made money.
Yet. We're on the precipice of it. They've got a new TV deal that's coming up. Also, I think you're going to find new ways to monetize that because I think you're going to start, because of the popularity of Caitlin Clark, Ionescu, Stewart is such a ridiculous player. Every player apparently ever on the Las Vegas Aces. I think you now have bankable stars in WNBA. And by the way, Paige Beckers is coming next year. Like, I think this thing has momentum. I know the idea is you haven't made money yet. Dan Gilbert's not getting in on this unless he sees that the money is going to change exponentially. I also think it's tied to the Rock Entertainment Sports Network.
Sure.
That's where they've got the Monsters, the Charge, and Select. It's not Cavs games, but Select Cavs programming, as well as Crushers and Ohio High School Sports. I think that's another play. Because you can put them on there.
For Dan Gilbert, $200 million and something that could end up being 10x that is not really that big of a roll of a dice.
Am I the only one super excited by this idea?
No, everyone seems like they're really excited. I don't know anybody that's against it. I like the game above the rim, Nick. That's what I like. So it's not for me. I know it's not for me. But I would treat it, I wouldn't treat it like something that we cover here on The Fan. I wouldn't treat it like something that we spend segments on and we really debate and really get into. I would treat it as something that would be nice to take my daughter to, and that's about it.
I think that's changing, man. And again, it depends on if you have a Caitlin Clark or if you have a Breonna Stewart. And I don't think we'll spend hours upon hours. Like, the Browns are always going to be the Browns. But do I, especially in summer, because that's when the WNBA starts, could I see that taking up some of that summer void in Cleveland sports talk?
That's why I pushed really hard in like trying to be like, go WNBA, is because those summer months, when it's not the Olympics, July is supposed to be when their NBA finals are, the WNBA finals. Like, it's supposed to take up that whole month of territory. If we could have a bunch of content that way, I just don't know that we're ever going to get
there.
But
can we say this, though, real quick? They're the Rockers. All right? They come back as the Rockers.
Yeah, I tried crowdsourcing some names earlier today.
No. The Guardians have proven we're not going to get a good name if you don't just go with Rockers.
Well, and they always try to tie it into the city in some sort of weird way. Like, just bring back the Rockers. Yeah, that's all it is.
This is a layup. Take the layup.
Now, we're competing with like 10 other cities, aren't we?
Yeah. Get ready to meet Dan Gilbert.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
It's
not like a one, but, you know, like they're only adding two teams and then we're only one of three that's submitting. It's like, I think they're adding like six teams or something like that. But there's a lot of competition.
I think their growth model in the WNBA is going to fit the MLS's. Do not be surprised if the WNBA is upwards of 20 teams within five or 7 years.
Yeah, I think the target
five
on this...
7 years is probably closer to 7 years, maybe 10 years. They're going to rapid expansion here because they have a hot moment with Caitlin Clark. And it's brilliant, by the way. This is the time you do that, especially with Paige Beckers coming in next year.
Yeah, I thought the earliest they were trying to get this like going here would be 2028, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that's, you're going to see it'll be a team in 2028, maybe one in 2029.
Yeah, no, it's a long way away is all.
It's not that long. It's 3 years.
We got the Brook Park Stadium in 2029. We have things on the horizon, Nick.
Yeah, the Cleveland Rockers will be playing again before the Browns hypothetically get a stadium. Do you guys want, I'm just curious, is it Rockers or bust? Are you where me and JP are? I've seen some of the names people have thrown out.
What are they thrown out? I have not seen any other names.
No. It's basically all the rejected ones for the
Guardians. Spiders?
Yeah. No, it was, oh my God, what was the one? What was the one that I hated? Wasn't the Blues. Now, this is not great radio. I'll have to look it up because there was a Guardians name that I've already thrown.
You remember how many bad conversations we had about that?
They were all bad.
But it was such an easy thing. Like, if you ever wanted to just like, hey, here's 20 minutes, you'd be like, I don't know. I was thinking more about that name change. And then people would just get so fired up. It was ridiculous.
Ross Tucker next on 92.3 The Fan.